It's a passion of mine to inspire and encourage others to achieve their God-given greatness. I hope to share a fresh and energetic perspective of life with you, because everybody needs a little Jesus, joy, and Jen in their day. Well, hello, and welcome to another episode of Life by Jamar, and my favorite time of the week where I get to, I hear you in the background, Essie.
Hi.
With the paper.
Sorry.
No, you're good. Oh, let me continue with my introduction, okay?
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Esther Williams is on the line, and we get to have another segment called Swole Sisters. Mm-hmm. And I love the Swole Sisters. I look forward to this every week. And first of all, I want to say loving the response. And I know, Essie, you're getting a ton of response. I'm getting a ton of response. People are getting in God's word and they're reading Proverbs with us every day. And I'm just so excited about the power of God going on in women's lives. It's just so encouraging.
It is so exciting. I agree.
I know you've been getting a few, and it's fun when you take screenshots and send to me like, look, another person. The one thing we did want to talk about from the very beginning, though, is different versions of the Bible. Because there are some people who are new to reading the Bible and have never read it, and they might have like the King James Version.
Oh boy, that's a difficult one.
And yeah, like that's way too hard. Like,
Don't go there, girls.
Yeah, there are different versions. There's some really great versions out there. And my favorite go-to one, the one I'm always reading, is the NIV version. And it's called New International Version. Did I get that right?
Yes, that's what I use as well.
And then I think there's another one. You mentioned it to me, the New American mm-hmm. Standard. Is that?
No, ESV.
What is that one?
I forget what it stands for.
Oh.
Well, but you guys, there's an app, right? We were going to talk about the app. It's called the Bible app.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that app because they have all the versions there. So say you have a verse and it just sounds really weird to you. You don't understand it. You can actually go and read that verse in like 10 or 12 different versions if you want to get clarity. And I've done that before and it's been super helpful.
Oh, it is. It is super helpful. And what I love about that app is that you can listen. You can listen to Proverb of the Day if that's all you're doing, or you can listen to the whole book of Peter if you wanted to. And like, there's only 5 chapters in First Peter. And so you can pop that sucker in your ears and like do a load of laundry or whatever and hear, you know, God's word. And the guy that speaks he's like, it's so soothing. Talk about peace, man. The guy's voice is amazing. Like, you know,
I've never tried that. I'm going to have to do it now.
Oh no, you have to. Oh my gosh. Yes. You have to, because I even, I did a snap like last year, on the way to school when my son was learning how to drive. When he started driving, like on the way to school, I would always have him read the Proverb of the Day to me. Before he was learning how to drive. And then when he was learning how to drive, he had, you know, like when you're doing, what is that called? Like they drive, but they have to drive with you. The learner permit.
Yes.
Yeah. So instead of me reading it, I put in the Bible app and we had the guide read it to us while he was driving to school, because I didn't want my eyes in the Bible. I wanted my eyes on the road since he was learning still, but right. It was one of our things that we did. And I to the snap, because like when you do snap, you can hear the stuff come through in the video. Mm-hmm. And it was just like, there's no excuse for you not to be able to get your day started like on the right, you know, in the right place with that app, because it's so convenient.
I love that idea, Jen. Perfect.
Yeah. And it's just easy. I mean, we need easy. We've got enough hats that we have to, then we're mm-hmm. going to talk about that today. We're going to get into that a little bit later. But we also, the whole reason why we started this is because we lift weights, we're strong in body, but we're also realize how important the mind and spirit plays into that. And you and I would talk weekly to encourage each other. And we're like, hey, you know what? Let's do this for others. And that's how Swole Sisters was created.
That's right.
Now we have to talk. Let's talk about some physical stuff then.
Yes. You had a really great idea about a short and quick but intense workout that you can be in and out of the gym in less than, 15, 20 minutes?
Mm-hmm. That's – or at home.
Mm-hmm. At home, absolutely.
Tell us. You, Oh, you want me to talk about it? Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like I've been talking the whole time. Tabata. It's the Tabata style of mm-hmm. working out. Okay. And that's T-A-B-A-T-A. Like, oh, years and years and years and years, years ago, I found this, you know, when the clock is kind of like the original Tabata is, did you know the original Tabata came from like Asia? Like,
no, I didn't.
Or something like that. I'm probably saying it wrong, but like it's a 5-minute workout, basically is what it is. And it's 20 seconds of working. Well, it's not 5 minutes. Was it 4 minutes or whatever? If you do it the right way, the original, the traditional, like if you Google Tabata, it's going to be 20 seconds of work of like lunges and then 10 seconds of nothing. Which is ridiculous. And that's like a zero recovery time.
Because that 10 seconds goes by so fast.
It's evil. And it so evil. It's evil. But the whole point is to have the intensity. And so, and then you do it 8 times in a row and that ends up being like 4 minutes or something.
Yes, it's 4 minutes.
Yeah. It's like, so there's the seconds app you can get where it's on your phone and it just beeps at you. And there's all sorts of apps out there, but there's one in particular that I don't know. Does it do different times though?
I use an interval timer app where I could get to create my own and I get to create, because sometimes I don't just do 20-10 like you were talking about. Sometimes absolutely. I'll do 30-15 or 40, you know, I guess once you get to like 45-15, it doesn't become Tabata, quote unquote.
Yeah.
But I get to create my own and you save it. So the next time you go back to it, it's there waiting for you and you can name it whatever you want it to, you know, like,
yeah, it's called the
killer
seconds
workout.
App.
Oh, you use a seconds app. I use it's called interval timer.
Oh, you use interval timer. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a bunch of them out there, you guys. So, you know, pick the one
and
that you
free.
Like best.
They're free.
Yeah.
They're free.
I love free.
I know, me too. Apps are, I mean, our phones are so, I mean, they make life so much difficult, so much, they make it more difficult, but they also make it nice at times. Yeah. So,
absolutely.
Okay. So, I'll just give an example. Like my husband and I, the other day we were at the gym, which we never go to the gym, but we actually had the opportunity to go to the gym and we picked 5 different exercises and we did 30 seconds of hard work and then 20 seconds recovery for 8 rounds in each exercise. So he started with box jumps. I was like, that's a good one to start with.
Oh my God. Let's go ahead and just burn our legs out.
Yeah. He did that. And then I started with like this kettlebell squat thing. And mm-hmm. so 30 seconds of just, you know, box jumps, and then 20 seconds of recovery. He was dying. It was awesome.
That's hard.
It is. It was hard. I was like, why did we do this again? No. But you know what? It was really cool. It was, we did, when we went from, so you're in that one exercise, that 30-20 for 30 seconds mm-hmm. work, 20 seconds off, and then you're done with that exercise. You don't ever have to go back to it. So it's not, you don't have to think, you know, it takes the thinking out. You're able to be more aware of what you're doing in that one place. That sometimes we need that. Like, mm-hmm. I know I need that sometimes. I don't want to have to think, okay, what's the next thing I have to do? And oh, what's this, you know? So it's, to me, Tabata is one of those things that you can fit into your week several times and feel good and move. And so we wanted to kind of talk about that.
Yes. A little bit. And another style that I prefer to do, because sometimes Tabata is a little too taxing for me, is AMRAP. And that stands for as many rounds as possible. So what I'll do is I'll pick maybe 3 to 4, maybe 5 exercises, and I'll keep the reps pretty low, like maybe 6 to 8 reps. And depending on the reps, I will go heavier with the lower reps, heavier meaning heavier weights, and lighter with the higher reps. And then I would just put my clock on 15 or 20 minutes of, or how many minutes I want to work out that day. And I'll just go through it as many rounds as possible. And I always try to pick, I mean, you have so much energy in the first round, you want to go all out. But I actually have learned to discipline myself to hold back and just find a consistent rhythm that I can keep from beginning to end. And that's like really worked for me. I love it.
Well, and you know when you're going to be done. Like if you only have 30 minutes, you take 10 minutes to warm up. And then that 20-minute clock, when that beep goes off at the end of that 20 minutes, you're done.
It's the best sound in the world.
I know. And I did it yesterday. I we've been dealing with this stuff with my cell phone. And so I've had to rearrange my schedule quite a bit. And so I went to the gym, which I don't ever go to the gym. I have a gym membership, but I never use it. And same. I was out and about and I thought, okay, I can run over here. I got 30 minutes. Let me get a quick workout in. And then I can run back and do this other thing because I was having to wait for something. And it worked out great because what I did is I warmed up for 10 minutes on the Stairmaster. And then I literally, I know this is, sounds crazy, but this is, I think people overcomplicate it and they think you have to have certain reps and this and that. And you don't have to do that. You just have to move, right?
Yeah.
And feel good. And so what I did is I put my clock on 20 minutes and every minute I switched a workout. I do that workout the entire minute. And then the thing would go beep and I would switch it to something else. And so, I mean, it doesn't matter what it was like, you know, I didn't have to ever come back to it or I could. And so when that 20 minutes was up, I was done.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah. I did like lunges and I was like, oh, when I was doing lunges for that minute, I was like, oh, this minute's fixing me up. What am I going to do for the next minute? Oh, I'll do military press or whatever, you know?
Right.
And so I had this whole area with like a bunch of different stuff that I could use. And I just would switch. I would just switch from an upper to a lower body and do that for the next minute. And I was done. And I walked out of there 20 minutes, full body workout. And, you know, went on with my day and ended up not hurting anyone because it was a very frustrating day.
Exactly. And so you guys, if you want some ideas, Jen and I have a bunch of different workouts on our pages and on Instagram. So go check it out. And we have a bunch of friends. Like if you scroll down and look at the comments, some of our friends comment on our sites and they also have a lot of great workout ideas and we're here to serve you. So
ooh, let's talk about Barbara. What's her account?
Barbara is Passion Fit for Life. She's really awesome. She's this lady in Florida. And just recently she wrote a post and she said that her focus after having two children has shifted from, you know, like looking really great to just feeling strong and like
she's
feeling
looks amazing.
Great from the inside out. She does look amazing.
She's so strong.
Oh my God, you guys, she's incredible. But what I loved about her message was that she had this aha moment where she knew that aesthetically, yes, of course you can achieve that, but that just becomes fluff after a while. It doesn't mean anything. But what she can do is like, she knows she's strong. Like she can pick up her kids. She can do a handstand off a TRX, which I will not do because I hate going upside down.
I did it. I posted an inversion thing yesterday, but I did it like a couple months ago. I'm like, I actually need to get back to doing those
more. I saw that. Yeah. I like my teeth in my mouth, so I will not be doing any inversions off the TRX.
And you don't need to. You get a great workout without him doing it. I enjoy doing it because it's just fun for me. But if it's not fun, don't do it.
And let me tell you guys, there's a bunch of trainers out there on Instagram who are really willing to help. So if you have any questions, DM them. Like use that feature and get your questions answered. If you need a workout, somebody to like help you put together a workout or something, DM them. Seriously, we're all here to serve you and to help you move better.
I video response a lot of my DMs.
I have done that in the past.
I love doing that. I love doing that because it just, you know, it depends on, you know, where I'm at. I mean, I can't always do it because if I don't want to be somewhere and having to like deal with people around me and go, what this lady's talking on her phone, you know, what's going on, you know, so it's just not appropriate at certain times. If someone, you know, if I can type it, I have to type it. I will, but I prefer video responses because, you know,
and it's super personal.
I think so.
I
do.
Love it.
But okay, I mean, the DMing thing is great. I've been using it a lot and it's been, I think it's something that people really need to start, you know, not being so afraid to reach out.
Yeah. Utilize it more, you know,
That's the word. Utilize. You're so smart, Essie.
I read your mind, baby.
Okay. So here's the deal. Now we got to talk about the soul, mind, body, and soul. That's what this is about. And you this morning got on before we talked before. I could hear it in your voice and I could feel your energy through the phone, even though you're all the way in New York. Let's talk about this.
Okay. So I'm sure you guys can all relate. School started. I'm getting up early. And when it rains, it pours. I have had so much on my plate and I'm not complaining because we all have that. So I'm not complaining or
you're trying
grumbling.
To, right? Well, you're trying to like help us manage. Yeah, like, do you do? Give us some tools.
Okay. So what happened was I had a lot going on this week. Monday was especially a very, very busy day for me. And when you have so much on your plate, something is bound to fall off. Mm-hmm. And something did fall off last night. My girls had their voice lessons. So we're sitting around eating dinner. I get this text message from my girlfriend. She says, "Are we still on?" I'm like, "What are you talking about?" Well, it was back to school night for my seventh grader. I completely missed it because I thought it was tonight. I had it written in my calendar on the wrong day. I don't know if this has happened to any one of you guys, but I looked at my daughter and she had like, she was so disappointed because she wanted me to meet her teacher. She wanted me to go and sit in her seat and she probably left me a letter. And oh my gosh, my heart just broke. And in the beginning, I was annoyed at myself. Mm-hmm. And so I kind of like dismissed it like it's not a big deal, which made her even more upset. And so what I found was like I had to just take a moment for myself and go up to her and just apologize sincerely. I mean, like really, like I'm pretty much like bending on my knees and just, you know. And I even sent her a really lovely email while she was sleeping. So she got it this morning. She's like, "Mommy, I know it's okay. I know you have a lot on your plate and I understand." But the second step that I had to do was because I went to bed feeling so guilty, woke up feeling guilty, but I really had to forgive myself because this is what I realized, you guys, and this is something that my husband has taught me. When you hold on to that guilt, you're making this whole situation about yourself. If you don't forgive yourself, you can't go forward and take care of the one that is actually hurting, who's my daughter, so whom I love very much. And so I had to forgive myself and just let myself be okay with the mistakes that I've made for, you know, in the situation
where a lot of anxiety comes from.
Yeah. And now I was able to completely focus on her this morning, make her a nice breakfast, talk to her, laugh, and just make sure that she felt good.
Yeah.
Because I, you know, I was just so distraught last night.
I'm so glad that you're sharing this with us because I so many of us can relate and how you heal from it is by forgiving yourself. And like you said, focusing on the one who's hurt. And when you deal with anxiety, if it doesn't matter what the situation is, it's directly related to trying to please someone. And so those anxious feelings, like my daughter will say, sometimes she'll go, I'm so anxious. Like she had three tests, right? Yesterday, and she's going into nursing school. And so it's like the, you know, it's the biology stuff. It's the hard stuff. It's the stuff that nobody wants to do, you know, remembrance of anatomy and all that. Ugh, God bless her. And when she said that word, you know, who's she trying to please in that moment? Well, you know, she's trying to please her. Well, she has to figure that out.
I'm back. Can you hear me?
Oh yeah, that was weird. I was like, oh no, we lost internet. Are you dropping?
I'm sorry, you guys. I'm having some phone issues. We had flash flood warning yesterday.
Yeah.
And whenever that happens, our internet goes wonky. I'm sure you can relate, Jen. Sorry, absolutely. I think I'm back.
Do you think it's working now? Okay. Yeah. Listen, at any time I can call you back and we can re-record. So just let me know if it starts happening and we'll just reconnect.
Okay.
Because this is good and we're almost done, but anxiety is directly related to trying to please someone. Well, you know, when kids, they try, when you can relieve their anxiety by saying, look, don't try and please me on this. This is, you know,
that's so good.
Yeah, because they hold on to it. So if we can teach them that young, you know, then as women, like how you and I are dealing with it, we get to say, okay, wait, I'm taking all this on my plate to try and please all these people and it's causing anxiety. So I need to look at my plate and go, okay, which thing needs to be dropped so I don't drop the important stuff, you know? When you're filling up your plate at Thanksgiving, it's like I love stuffing and that's like my number one thing, like real stuffing, you know, like, and I'm going to make sure that there's plenty of room on that plate for that stuffing, because that's my favorite, right? I'm not going to fill it up with too much of the protein, because I'm like, I eat protein any day. It's not about the turkey. It's about that stuffing, right?
Yeah, and it's all about the carbs.
Yeah, because it makes me feel good. That's so right. The anxiety, I'm not going to, you know, I'm going to fill my plate with that stuff, because that's what's the stuffing is what's the good stuff. So fill your plate with the good stuff and then get rid of the fluff that cause, and then you won't have the anxiety because you're trying to please someone or something or, you know, someone instead of managing. I don't know. It's just, it's another way of just relieving it. Plus, you and I also truly believe that scripture speaks to us, and God says in 1 Peter 5:7 uses the word anxiety. Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. Mm-hmm. Like, that's relieving. I mean, I've had to do that a lot lately. Yeah. I'm like, God, I need you to take this.
So I love that verse because so we're talking about anxiety and we're talking about pleasing other people. But when you're trying to please God, I think the rules change because we know that God is a forgiving God, a loving God, a gracious God.
Gracious.
And we were talking about the word grace. And what does grace mean? It means that you get what you don't deserve. For instance, like God says, hey, confess your sins and I'll forgive you. We don't deserve to have that, but he gives it to us. Sometimes mm-hmm. we do ugly things and he says, I'll always love you no matter what. And, you know, take you back. Sometimes we don't deserve that, but we get that. And that's what grace is. At least, you know, for me, I know there's many definitions out there of grace, but grace is receiving something that you truly don't deserve, but he gives it to you anyway. And right. I think that's so beautiful.
It is. It is. Mm-hmm. Don't be anxious about pleasing God. He loves you.
Yeah.
And his grace is huge. We got enough that we have to deal with, you know, he's like, no, I love you. And I want to help you. So don't cast the anxiety on him.
Yes. I think I meant like not pleasing God, but like when you God centered and knowing that you can cast your anxieties on him. Mm-hmm. And that you are doing the best you can, and he knows that. It's all right. Good. You don't have to put that extra pressure on yourself.
Well, it's the devil that wants us to think that way. Oh, you're a bad person. You know, you're this, you're that. I mean, that self negative talk. I mean, that's all he's got, mm-hmm. and it works. But you know, we got to keep that in the forefront. That God doesn't do that to us. It's the devil.
And I don't know why this is so, but we are so. Fast to believe what's bad about us so quickly mm-hmm. than the goodness that, you know,
right.
Don't you find that like you tend to gravitate towards the negative
of
yourself more easily and more fully. Right.
Then I'll, yeah, of course.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Because, and that's why it's so important to feed your mind. And that's why we started that challenge with the Proverbs thing, because if you can even just taking that 5 minutes, that 10 minutes to get your mind right in the morning, well, it doesn't mean your day is going to be perfect by any means. It doesn't mean your day is going to be easy by any means. It just means you're going to be able to manage better because you set aside that time to honor God and mm-hmm. honor his word. And it sets your day off. Like yesterday, I had a terrible day, but I was able to manage it. And I had a big rant on my stories, which I thought was kind of funny. It was funny. Come on. It was a little funny. But I was like, because it's ridiculous. I mean, it's, you know, the cell phone service these days, they especially the one I've just dealt with, they're stealing. It's not even good practice. Like, it's stealing. Like, literally, you would not be able to. Did I drop you?
No.
Okay. I'm just making sure. You would not be able to like return a car and have the fees and things that come along with the cell phone when you were trying to return a cell phone.
Yeah. Whenever we have to upgrade our phone or something, it takes me a whole day.
Oh my gosh. It's been days. So anyways, and just dealing with there's always a loophole. There's more money that, you know, it was a little bitty wear and tear on the corner of a phone that we leased that we were handing back in. And the guy said it was going to cost $175. I was
like, oh my gosh.
I was like, no. that's not okay. And, I already paid for the phone and I'm giving it back to you so you can resell it. And you're going to refurbish it anyways. You're not going to sell it. Like, you're not going to just literally sell it as is. They always bring it back to a factory and refurbish it. Right. Or however they redo it. I don't know. They replace the glass, I guess.
Yeah, they try to take every single cent. I'm always like, just take all my money. That's what I want.
It's insane. And so I was able to manage.
Good.
Because I went and worked out really, really good. But I started my day with God's word too. And that doesn't mean you can't have emotion. Like, I was upset, but I was able to manage it, you know, and then rant about it and laugh about it. But
that's good.
But yes.
You went through all the emotions.
Exactly. Yes. I've healed. And guess what? I'm talking to you on my new phone with my new cell phone service. And it actually works. Dude. Okay. Our old cell phone service wouldn't even work if like internet went out, like in our home, if we didn't have Wi-Fi, it wouldn't work. And I couldn't talk to people if I wasn't on Wi-Fi. I was like, wait a second. What's the point of this phone? The phone is meant for communication. If I can't use it to communicate, this is not good. Like, I might as well just have laptops. Because if I just need Wi-Fi, right? So it was becoming a major issue, and it was, you know, so.
And what about like an emergency situation? That's dangerous.
Oh, no, it's my mom was saying. And so it was funny last night at dinner table, we were all with our new phones and our new cell phone service. And my daughter had, you know, gone to college, and my son spent the day at school, and my husband at work, and I was shopping and getting stuff done. And we all were able to, we were all just like literally all talking at the same time saying, we're able to use our phone. You know, and it worked. It worked. You know, it was just insane. It's just sad. But
no, it's a little thing sometimes that make, you know, a big difference.
I know. It's so funny. But yeah, let's listen. Reach out to us. Continue to send us DMs when you get little, or if you have questions or anything. We're going to continue to try and build this community. If you post at all, put Pound Swole Sisters.
Yes.
And it's spelled S-W-O-U-L. So like soul, but you put the W in there because, you know, we're all about fitness too.
That's right. Because we're buff.
Yeah. We're just kidding. We're so swole. We're so... But yeah. Hashtag swole sisters, not swole as an S-W-O-L-E, because that's not us.
No, we got the soul, baby.
Yeah. You got to have that soul in there. That's everything. That's life.
Yeah.
But if you start, post that, hashtag that. I'm going to start hashtagging that on a lot of things. And I built the FB group that I just reserved it, but you and I have to get together and, try and figure out how to run it. Cause I'm not real sure how to do all that. Cause I sent you a friend request with it, you need to be like a monitor on it, I think. And I don't know how to do that. So we're going to have to figure that out. Like,
you guys, we need your help, DMs.
Because I think it'd be really cool to have a group, an FB group of just Swole Sisters.
I think so too.
Because then the Swole Sisters can talk to each other.
Yeah.
Like,
and
right
encourage
now.
And like, I needed help yesterday, you know, it would have been really awesome. Right.
Yeah. Oh, I know. Like, and share and encourage. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. What we're doing on this podcast, we'd be able to do it more of a way together, you know? Yeah. But we'll figure out how to make that happen. It's a work in progress.
Yeah, we will. Definitely.
So let's, I think we're done for today.
I think so.
Okay. So we're going to Tabata. Is this week's workouts. We're going to Tabata everything.
That's right.
Actually, I'm going to get a workout in after this podcast. And then I'm going to spend the day with my daughter because she doesn't have to go to school today. So yay.
Oh, have fun.
I know. It'll be later because she's sleeping in. She sleeps all the time. Like when she can sleep in, she sleeps late, like noon, one.
Oh, wow. That's what my 12-year-old
does
too.
I can't do it.
Used to do that.
See, I never did. I never did. I've always been a person that's just like, I can't, I'm like, oh, I'm being missed out on something. Oh, there's something that I could be doing. So anyways, she's like her father in that. All right. So what do you got, Essie? Anything to leave us with?
Let's see. We have Tabata. We have AMRAP. Forgive yourself so you can focus on the person, other person that you, who is hurting, so you could be a service to them. I think that's good.
And if you have anxiety, cast your anxiety on the Lord.
Yeah.
And continue to read the proverb of the day with us.
Absolutely.
The Bible app. I think it's called the Bible app.
It's called the Bible app. And it's a brown Bible. That's the one you want.
That is very helpful. I can't wait for you to talk about, can't wait for you to hear the guy's voice. You've got to listen to him.
I will.
You've got to listen to him. It's like, how in the world did he read the whole, I mean, did he, because he had, they had to have recorded it, right?
Yeah.
And so somebody, they paid someone to do that. And he sounds so not tired.
Like, oh my goodness.
Could you imagine?
Book of Numbers. Can you imagine reading the Book of Numbers?
Oh, I think I might actually do that just for funny.
You like, guys, if you guys have read the Bible in the Old Testament, there's a book called the Numbers. It just loses me every single time.
It's important because the Bible is a history book too. And it's all, you know, God's got an order. And so he, you know, for people that are going to challenge the word of God, you know, I won't because I live it and it's my faith. And so it's like, okay, I don't need to know all that stuff. But there are people out there that love that kind of stuff. So
yeah,
that's why he has that in there. God bless them. We need them because those are the people that make it nice for us to be able to talk on the phone right now. Or
exactly.
Podcasts, right.
Yeah, but, absolutely.
Yeah, that's funny. I might even make a skit out of that. Like have his voice talking through numbers.
You should. Okay. Put it on your story so we can all listen.
Yes. That'd be funny. I love fun stuff like that. All right. It's been awesome talking with you, Essie. I love that you're sharing that. Let's make the Swole Sisters something, girls. Let's really continue to encourage each other and lift each other up and, start your day off with our challenge with the proverb of the day still. And I guess we need to say bye for now. What do you think?
Yeah, we'll talk to you guys next week.
All right, bye for now.
Bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.